The Snyderville Planning Commission voted an approval last month for the applicants from the firm Hoffvest LLC. The two appeals were filed December 22nd. One is from the Park West Preservation Coalition, represented by residents Michael and Catherine Sanzini and Matt and Jesse Bost. Their appeal says they represent a third of the owners in Park West Village, and the remainder, they say, have signed a petition against the project. The other appeal was filed by attorney Joe Rona, representing owner Andrew Levy. Both appeals say the current building on the site was approved as a Class II permit for the Snowed Inn in 1985. In 1987, the Planning Commission added a restaurant, the Juniper Room, but they argue the restaurant was a part of the inn, not a separate use, disagreeing with the legal opinion from Deputy County Attorney Dave Thomas. And they say the owner of the Snowed Inn promised at the time the facility would not expand beyond the one small hotel building. According to Rona's appeal, the Snyderville Commission has illegally expanded the use to a special event center with several buildings totaling over 41,000 square feet, including a 5,000 square foot restaurant and bar, a large stage and amphitheater, a 2,400 square foot yoga studio, space for fitness and Pilates, and a 100-car parking lot. He wrote that the property has nearby residential on three sides, and Park West Village will become the overflow parking area for activities at the Colby site. Rona's filing said it's inconsistent with the county's general plan to have, quote, a special events complex that is designed to conduct outdoor parties until midnight for hundreds of people were being served alcohol while dancing and listening to amplified announcements and music. He also said the traffic from the area will pour out onto an uncontrolled portion of Highway 224. Rona also alleges the original Class II permit has been extinguished by an illegal use of the property. He contended that the owners operated the inn as a winter dormitory last year with up to 50 tenants at a time. The Preservation Coalition asks that the County Council not just set more conditions on the project, but reduce the size and scope of the development. They also protest that the only noise mitigation in the county's approval stipulates that neighbors would have to call the sheriff and complain. Their appeal said that's a slap in the face, and it sends the message that lifetime residents don't matter as much as new commercial development. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.